Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's so awesome to know that He's here in the midst of us. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we want to welcome each and every one of you here today. I don't think I see any new faces, but if this is your first time at Oasis, if you will, just raise your hand. And our ushers will give you a card to fill out for us this morning. And we want to welcome you and thank you for coming today. So let's give them a hand clap of welcome. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we invite each and every one of you to join in for what God has got for you today, because God's got a special word just for you today. Amen. Amen. So be ready. Have hearing ears this morning. Amen. Be ready to hear what God has for you. Before I turn over to Pastor, I just want to read Psalms 91. And I want to declare Psalms 91 over you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
So just receive what He has. I declare in the name of Jesus that you dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. You rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is your God in whom you trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's hand and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is your refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your dwelling, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because you love me, says the Lord, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name. You call upon the Lord, and He will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you. He will honor you with long life. With long life. With long life will He satisfy you and show you His salvation. Amen.
Glory to God.
Give a hand clap this morning.
Glory to God.
Praise.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Well, it is neighbor looking time. But before we look at our neighbor this morning, if you are 50 and older, I want you to stand up. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See, some of y'all didn't want to stand up, did you? And see, now this is the way we find out how old people are. Because then we're going to go through each age and to find... No. We're not. I had y'all stand up because this Friday night is our seniors or our power team meeting. And this time it's at the church. No, it's not. This time it's at Rick and Helen's. Thank you very much. It's at Rick and Helen's house this Friday night. And maybe you've never been to a power team meeting. And we just have a good time. Matter of fact, one of the best times we have every year is when we go to Rick and Helen's house and just have that time of fellowship. And we have food, fun, and fellowship.
Yeah.
And it's just a great time. And it's anybody that's 50 or older, we're giving you an invitation today. Please come to that. And you say, well, I don't even know how to get there. Ish knows. that is our slogan around here. If you don't know something, our answer to that is Ish knows. So
get with Ish.
And of course Helen will also tell you she knows how to get her own house. So we're good. But we'd love for y'all to come. You'll have a great time.
Amen.
Okay, now it is neighbor looking time.
Yes.
Smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor. and say, I came to receive God's good word, this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready. Are you ready to receive God's good word, this day?
And I declare,
I'll never, ever be the same again. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, I thank you that your people, they don't look to me. They look to you. They draw from the pastor's anointing, but they look to you. They need to hear what you're saying today. And they're listening for your voice. They are your sheep. We are all your sheep. And we're listening for your voice. What do you have to say to us today? And we draw revelation knowledge from the Word of God today. God, you speak to us individually and corporately today. We're expecting it. We're believing to receive individually and corporately. We're believing to receive your Word and receive the revelation from your Word this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. That means we're hungry for the Word. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 1. The title of the message today is The Law of Spiritual Hearing. Okay, in the New King James it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The expanded Bible, it says faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real even if we don't see it. In the Amplified, it says, Now faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen and the conviction of their reality. The title deed. We would have a title to a car so we would understand what title deed is. That's the legal owner of a car. The legal owner of a promise of God. We have that legally. Romans 10 and 17, so how do we get faith? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So whatever is being taught, faith will come for that from the Word. That's the law of spiritual healing. Hearing. That's easy for you to say. So what do you need today? Do you need more peace? Then plant peace seeds in your heart. You say, what is a peace seed? It's a peace promise. Now I'm going to read you some promises. And I kept, as I was praying about this message, I kept going back to this. And I know that somebody or several people are really needing this about peace, because I kept going right back to it, and I was going to go another way, but I'm supposed to go this way as part of it. In the Amplified, Isaiah 55 and 12 says, You'll go out from exile with joy, and you'll be led forth by the Lord Himself with peace. See, that's a good promise to put in your heart and put in your mouth. Philippians 4 and 7 in the Amplified says, In the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. So if I want peace, I need to take the peace promises and I need to meditate them. I need to speak them out loud. I need to hear them. Now, in the Amplified, Isaiah 26 and 3, you will keep him in perfect and constant peace, and the one whose mind is steadfast, committed, and focused on you. Now, that's what I want. I want perfect and constant peace. I want peace all the time. I don't want these little interruptions of peace that steal my peace, things that people say, things that people do, circumstances that come up, and then there's my peace. It's gone. No, I want constant and perfect peace. Isaiah 54 and verse number 10 says, The mountains might shake and the hills might be removed, but my faithful love for you will never be shaken, and my covenant that promises peace to you will never be removed, said the Lord. He shows you His loving concern. So we have a promise in our covenant that promises us peace during everything that we go through. Psalms 29:11 in the Darby translation says, Jehovah will give strength unto His people. Jehovah will bless His people with peace. So that's a multi-promise. It gives strength and peace. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16 in the Amplified, May the Lord of peace Himself grant you His peace at all times and in every way. the peace and the spiritual well-being that comes from those who walk with Him, regardless of life circumstances. The Lord be with you all. The Passion Translation. Now may the Lord Himself, the Lord of peace, pour into you His peace in every circumstance and in every possible way. The Lord's tangible presence be with you all. I like that. So, now faith for more peace comes by hearing the Word of God concerning peace. Now, we talked about, you know, you can write out scriptures and you can put them in your fridge, you can put them on your mirror, like your bathroom mirror, you can put them in your pocket, and you see them and you speak them. You speak them out loud. It's important that you're hearing the Word of God. You say, well, I don't always speak them out loud. Neither do I. But I'm constantly got something going that I'm hearing. I'm hearing the Word in some form, you know, try to do it every day. And a lot. Sometimes you really need a lot more of it than you do at other times. Now, I don't mean to take away, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just, something's really attacking you, trying to get your peace, and you have to double up on some things. And you got to hear more Word than you do at other times because you need more peace, and it'll come. Faith for that peace will come. Now, I know I mention this stuff a lot. You know, you can hear it on a CD, you can hear it on a DVD. We have a Roku unit. This little thing costs like $50. You plug it to the back of your TV. There's like, I don't know, 1,200 Christian channels on it, 1,400 Christian channels on it. There's other channels too. But, you know, these are free channels. You can hear everybody and his brother that's ever preached anywhere just about it on that Roku. And I'm telling you, you want to pull up something about peace, or you want to pull up something about healing, or you want to, you know, to me, it's very easy to use. And you know, you don't pay a monthly fee for it. You pay one time for the thing. You just plug it in. And then you just type in what you want. And we use it all the time. And it's amazing. Most Christians don't even know about it. But I'm telling you, it'll bless your house. If we're not playing scriptures, we're playing music. Now, because on Roku, there's also a channel, one of their channels, and you've got this through many different places, but YouTube. And one of the ways we get YouTube is through Roku. Now, we play music right now. We have Christian music a lot of times and instrumental Christian music. But we have like Christmas music going on our Roku right now, you know, just hours and hours and hours of Christmas music, because it produces peace in the house. It produces peace in us. Now, I don't want something that's blaring, that's not producing peace in me. I'm praying and believing for peace, and there's some things I can't listen to or I won't have peace. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I've given this illustration before. I'll give it again. I was at the dentist's office. They had the TVs going in every, you know, little cubicle or whatever, and they got the TV going, and they got the view going in my cubicle. And I'm like, I'm strapped to the chair. I can't get up. I am. I mean, I got the thing in front of me, and I'm like, Jesus, help me. And I'm like, I'm getting jittery. I mean, it's stealing my peace. I promise you, it's stealing my peace. And I'm like, and one of the assistants or whatever happened to walk through the room. She said, Do you don't like this, do you? I said, I can't stand it. She said, do you want me to change the channel? I said, yes, ma'am, I do. And she did. And I'm like, how do these people listen to this junk? Now, if The View is your favorite program, that, I'm not condemning you. I'm not. You need a lot more preaching than I can give you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I felt that seeking feeling right there. That's some junk, though. Okay, thank you very much. It doesn't produce peace in me, okay? It just doesn't. I mean, like, there's different styles of music and different things that produce peace in me. We listen to Julie True music and Grace Williams music and Don Moen music. You know, but there's thousands of different kinds of music that produce peace in us. You know, if we just find them and tell each other about them and look them up and do them. But it'll produce peace. You're hearing that. You're hearing that in your home. You're hearing that in your car. You know, I don't go a lot of places where I'm not in control of the vehicle. Now, I'm not talking about around Christians, but I don't ever go anywhere with a sinner where they're in control of the vehicle. I walk. You say, well, I will. Because I'm not going to let somebody else control what I'm hearing. Because they're going to play their junk, and I'm not going to condemn them for playing stuff, whatever they want to play in their own car. That's their right, and I don't have any right to speak into that. But I don't have to get in the car and hear it. You understand, if it's my car, we're going to hear this. Here's what we're going to hear in my car. Here's what we're going to do in my car. This is the way it is in my house. It can be however you want it in your house. It can be however you want it in your car. But if I can control that atmosphere, control what I'm hearing, I can keep peace going. And it's just going 24/7 on the inside of me. And I'm just like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what, you know, you might have got a bad phone call. You might have got bad news. You might have gotten bad news in the mail. Whatever is facing you, whatever circumstance the devil has arrayed against you, I'm telling you, we need the peace more than we have ever needed it in our lives. And we need to stop, cut off, shut down some stuff that doesn't produce that peace. Because I want a crop of peace. Now, here's the thing. My dad, we lived on Crawford Road in Phenix City my whole life. And we had like 100 foot in front of our houses of just grass. We, you know, houses all along and the major street right there. But my dad decided, I want butter beans. And he said, the only place I can get butter beans is in the front yard. So he dug up the front yard. That 100 feet little strip in our front yard, he planted rows and rows and rows of butter beans. And that was a deal in itself. That's a whole other thing, the tiller. Because our front yard was all rocks. Sometimes to get your harvest, woo, you got to till it up. Sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes it's shaky. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's hard work. But you got a harvest that you're trying to get. You want a harvest of butter beans. You got to plant it. You got to water it. You got to weed it. And you got to fertilize it. You got to work on it. You got to work on it and work on it and work on it. You're trying to get a harvest of butter beans, a natural thing. You're trying to get a harvest of peace. So in order to get that harvest of peace, you're going to have to do some things. You're going to have to get some weeds out of there. The View. Talk radio. You're going to have to get some things that are time stealers that are not necessarily bad, but they're time stealers. You're going to have to remove those things because you're working on something. I'm working on having me a harvest of butter beans. I'm working on having me a harvest of peace. In order to have that harvest, I gotta keep planting. I got to keep watering. I got to keep working. I got to keep pulling those weeds. I got to be careful what I hear. We can't let that garden get bugs in it. Those bugs will eat every leaf in the whole thing. They'll kill every plant. Those other words by other people, those other negative words, those bad words, those wrong things, you're going to die. My aunt died with that. My uncle died with that. Love you. See you later. Good to see you. Yes, it was. I hope to God I never see them again for at least as long as I get through this thing. You understand? Y'all know what I'm talking about. There's some people that have no peace no matter where they go, and they get in your presence. Thank you. Thank you very much. Be careful what you hear. Be careful who you hear. Peace comes by hearing. The law of hearing. Faith for healing comes by hearing. Hearing. Say this. Faith for healing comes by hearing. Say faith for peace comes by hearing. Faith for healing comes by hearing. Faith for peace comes by hearing. So if you need healing, find healing promises. Plant them in your heart. Let them not depart from before your eyes. That scripture that Patty gave us this morning. Keep them, the healing promises, in the midst of your heart. Healing promises produce healing. Butter bean seeds produce butter beans. Squash seeds produce squash. Watermelon seeds produce watermelons. Prosperity seeds produce prosperity. Peace seeds produce peace. Healing seeds produce healing. Sometimes we get in hard battles. How many of y'all have ever been in a hard battle? How many of y'all in the hard battle right now? Most of us. Probably everybody in here. You might not talk about it. You might not mention it. Your neighbor may not know it, but everybody's going through something. I thought of a question while I was sitting there this morning praising and just in His presence. If you're not doing anything, then why is the devil fighting you so hard? Is the devil fought any of y'all this week? Well, he don't fight a parked car. A dog doesn't bark at a parked car. A dog barks at a moving car. He doesn't want you to do what you're doing, and that's where he fights you. So we have to focus on hearing. So if we need healing, we put it in our eyes, we put it in our ears, and we put it in our mouth. We listen to testimonies of people that were healed of what the doctor says that we were diagnosed with. If you need a financial miracle, find financial promises. Plant them in your heart. Let them not depart from before your eyes. Keep them, the financial promises, in the midst of your heart, because they produce finances, their seeds. 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Psalms 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want for the house payment. I shall not want for the rent. I shall not want for the groceries. I shall not want for this need being met and that need being met. I shall not want for the children's clothes. I shall not want for the children's school money. I shall not want. Put that promise in your heart and in your mouth. Now we must mix faith with that promise for it to produce. And faith cometh by hearing. So I need to be hearing and hearing and hearing. Then faith will come. And when faith comes, I'll get my harvest. Hebrews 4 and 2, For unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. James 1 and 22, But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So to receive the promises, we need to be doers of the word. We need to surround ourselves with the promises of what we're believing for. Put the promises on your fridge. Put them everywhere around you, everywhere you are. Have them going where you can see them and where you can say them and where you can hear them. Amen. Keep hearing and hearing. Keep your spirit. Keep feeding your spirit. You're sowing seeds of healing into your spirit every time you hear a sermon on healing. Every time you hear a scripture. You know, on YouTube, you can put in scriptures, healing scriptures. And as you put it in, there's so many people have done like these YouTube videos with healing scriptures. There'd be like 50 healing scriptures back to back with beautiful scenery. And they're just reading the Word of God. And it's like, wow. And I know one of the first ones we heard like that, because I didn't even know you could do it that way. And because I didn't have a particular name of somebody that I was pulling up, and I put it in. And I was like, I don't know, this person's voice was a little different. And I said, well, it's kind of a distraction to me. And then the more I heard it, I didn't hear that person's voice anymore. I heard the Word. You know what I'm saying? I'm not distracted anymore. I'm hearing the Word, and it's just getting stronger and stronger in me. We do that a lot. The first time we hear a truth, that truth is being planted in our heart. Every time after that, it's being watered. The first time we hear a truth, it's being planted in our heart. Every time after that, it's being watered. Paul planted, Apollos watered. He's given the Word, given the Word. Feed your spirit what you need most. If you need strength for your body, then you need to plant some physical strength scriptures. The Lord is the strength of my life. You need to listen to songs about strength. You need to listen to sermons about strength. Read scriptures that promise you strength. Put them, write them out. Say them with your mouth. When you're in a hard battle, it's no holds barred. Anything goes. The enemy has decided to make a stand against you. Hit him where it hurts the worst. Hit him by hearing the Word. Double up. Wait a minute. He's come against you with this doctor's report. He's come against you with you lost your job. He's come against you with your children being on drugs or alcohol or whatever. He's come against you in some way or shape, form, or fashion. Well, no, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fill myself with the Word of God. I'm going to fill myself with hope from the Word of God. I'm going to fill myself with peace from the Word of God. And this attack is nothing. This attack will not affect me, spirit, soul, or body. I declare in the name of Jesus that I'm drawing the peace of God, every bit of the peace of God that I need. I'm hearing it, and it's coming into my spirit, and it's making my spirit strong. Double up your hearing of the word. Double up your speaking the promises. It's no holes barred. If it's the fight the devil wants, it's the fight he'll get. You be ready to fight. Now, some of y'all will fight about your place in line at the restaurant. Fight the devil when he says he's going to kill you. You're going to kill me? Shut up. Shut your ugly mouth. And how do you do that? Physically, we can't do it, but spiritually, we can with the word. Cut some things off. Put more word in there than ever before. iPod, iPad, YouTube, Roku, CD, DVD. Hear things over and over that produce faith in you. Surround yourself with faith. Control the law of hearing. The scripture that Patty gave us this morning was Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Let me read it to you in verse number 22. Nah, I'm going to read 20 through 22 in Passion Translation. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. Same scripture in the New Living. That was in the Passion. New Living says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those that find them and healing to their whole body. So don't let other things take place here in the Word. In the voice, my son, pay attention to all the words that I'm telling you. Get this. Lean in closer. Lean in closer. So we're leaning in closer to the Lord so that you may hear all I say. Keep them before you. Meditate on them. Set them safely in your heart. For those who discover them, they are life. They bring wholeness and healing to their bodies. See, the law of hearing, it can work for you or it can work against you. When I hear people teach and preach, it increases my faith. People that are anointed and have revelation, it does something. But negative things, I can hear negative things and they produce fear in me. Or they try to produce fear in me, should I say it that way. It's an assignment by the devil to try to produce fear in me. Faith comes by hearing. Faith goes by not hearing. The Bible says now, we saw it in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is. Faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith is present tense. In other words, what you heard 3 months ago, that's good, and that gives you a solid foundation, but your faith is today faith. It's what are you hearing today? What are you stirred up about today? What have you set your eyes on today? That's today faith. That's really where our faith is at. Faith is in this realm, the present realm, not the future realm and not the past realm. To keep my faith strong, I must constantly be hearing. To keep my faith strong, I must constantly be hearing. To keep my faith strong, I must constantly be hearing. So I have to, on purpose, feed my faith. Because faith goes by not hearing. Faith goes by not hearing. So if I need faith for finances, how does it come? By hearing and hearing and hearing. The more I purposely set my eyes and ears on the Word, faith comes. Faith doesn't come by reading. I read a lot. I'm a big reader. But faith doesn't come by reading. That's not what the Bible says. And if you read it aloud, it comes. But if you're just reading it, it's going into your spirit, man. It's helping you. But faith is not arising from just reading it. There's a different level of anointing when we hear it. The devil can fight us in our thought life, in our minds, trying to put fear or doubt or unbelief. But I'm telling you, once we speak something out, there's a whole new realm there. And it's a higher realm than the thought realm. And it'll bring that mind and those will and those emotions right back in order. Because it's a higher realm. The more I purposely set my eyes and ears on the Word, faith comes. The doctor, he may give you a bad report. How did it come to you? Hearing. He didn't just give you the report and say, here. He told you what that report was. He said, here's the impossibility of your situation. Here's what I say you've got. Here's what medical science has taught me, and here's what I'm telling you. Now, we have an option. Choose faith or choose fear. Now, sometimes we hear that report, and we run out and we get hands laid on us immediately. But we're not ready to have hands laid on us. Now, hang on, I lost some of y'all. Some of y'all just fell off the bus. You said, he just said, we don't need prayer right then. That's what I said. We used to, me and Pastor Sharon, we've been in Brother Kenneth Hagin meetings. He's went on to be with the Lord now. He was one of the greatest healing evangelists ever. And he knew so much about healing. But he'd run a week meeting or a two-week meeting. And he said, now, if you're coming to get, you know, you've got something, you're coming for healing. You want hands laid on you for healing. He said, if you're going to be in the meeting 5 days, he said, you don't come up here until the fifth day. He said, if you're going to be in the meeting, he said, you know you're going to be here all 10 days of this meeting. He said, you come up on the 10th day, not before. He would tell them over and over. He'd say it at every meeting. Don't come up on the first day if you're still going to be here tomorrow. He said, come up on the last day that you're going to be here. If you're going to be here through the whole meeting, come up then. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. You're hearing and you're hearing and you're hearing. You're under the Word. You're under the Word. You're under the Word. And faith arises. It rises. It rises. Faith comes. Faith comes. We're hearing. We're hearing. It's getting in our spirit, man. It's strengthening our spirit, man. And then we're ready to receive. You understand? Faith rises from the law of hearing over and over and over and over. That faith rises. And then we're ready to have hands laid on us. See, because then we're saying, okay, I'm ready for the point of agreement. Now, hands don't have to be laid on you. I'm not saying that's the only way you can receive your healing. That's not what I'm saying. But it is one way. So if you're believing for hands to be laid on you, make sure that you're ready to release your faith, not your fear, when hands are laid on you. And mark it. Mark it down. Now, this is something that Pastor Sharon and I have really just saw the Holy Spirit illuminate to us. We've done it in the past, but we didn't realize the great importance of it. Okay? You're ready to release your faith. You've been under the Word. You've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Your faith is strong. You're ready. You want hands laid on you. You know, from this point on, I believe, I receive. Okay? But you say, from this point on, if it's for healing, okay? Come up here, Pastor Sharon. Bring your microphone, please. Bring your book, too. She didn't even know that was fixing to happen. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff helps us so much. He's an armor bearer for us. Okay. Now, you taught this, and you brought this out Wednesday night about when hands are laid on you and you release your faith. Now, tell me, what did you tell us that we're supposed to do? How are we supposed to do it?
Okay. The day that you're prayed for or that you pray for yourself, you declare that you believe you receive, and you name the date that you were prayed for. The way Pastor and I said it is we touch and agree that I am healed, that I was healed on November the 8th, 2018, at 1:30 in the afternoon, p.m. So whatever day you were prayed for is when you received it. Amen. Now you might not get the manifestation of it that day, but that's the day that you receive your healing or you receive whatever it is that you are asking God for. Amen. And so you want to speak that out as much as you can. Speak out the day. No, I was healed on this certain day at a certain time.
Okay. When you say that, see, what happens is the devil comes back to us. And he tells us, you did not get that. You still have that pain in that knee. You still have that pain in that foot. You still have that pain in your head. You still have that pain in your ear. But wait a minute. We got something to say. Wait. I released my faith on when did you?
That's right. November the 8th, 2018 at 1:30 p.m.
Now, somebody's hearing literally. They'll walk out of here and they'll say, November the 8th. I wonder what significance. I guess I got to say I was healed on November the 8th. I received my financial blessing. No, the date that you received it. You understand.
That's right.
You understand. We have to clarify everything.
December the 2nd.
Very good. December the 2nd.
Amen.
Whatever time it is. Hallelujah. 12?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. December the 2nd.
Yes.
If you're believing for anything, that's the time that you stand on. That's the day that you stand on. And from that point on, you don't have to keep praying for it over and over and over and over. From that point on, you make your stand on the Word of God. Now, you've waited now. You heard. Faith came. You had hands laid on you, or you believed your own self, however you decided to do it. But you made your stand, you drew the line, and you said, this day, this time, that's when I got it. And you're not a double-minded person. So you don't go back and have to pray it over and over and over as if the Lord never heard you the first time. He heard you the first time that you released your faith on it. That's the reason it's better to wait. Unless it's just an emergency situation. On some situations, it's better to wait and build our faith by hearing until we release our faith.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory
God.
Glory to God. Glory
praise
to God.
God.
Glory to
praise
God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And how you want to confess the scriptures over yourself. A lot of people like
praise God.
You do it for you. It's a personal word to you. So
right.
Let me find something to give you an example. Okay, 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore my sins in his body on the tree, that I, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By his stripes I am healed. Amen. You put it personally, put the scripture personally to you or whoever it is that you're praying for. And if you will, Jeff, get Ashley for us this morning. Amen. So have you received this morning? Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
you're ready
to, God.
To not just you're not just a hearer of the word, but you're ready to be a doer of the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Because God's word is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's sharp. It's strong. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's mighty. God's word is mighty. It will change your life. Once you get a hold of the word of God, be like a bulldog.
Yes.
Don't let go of it. Amen. Once you get a hold of a scripture, God gives you a scripture. You don't let go of it for anything.
Yes.
Amen. It's powerful. It will work. It'll do what God says his word will do. Amen. And God is faithful. He's faithful to keep his promises.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ashley, you can come
praise
at
God.
This time.
Praise God.